Okay, second take. This is Marvel Rivals. It's a reaction. That's right. What a surprise. We're totally doing this now. I've already seen this, so I already knew what happened, but Derek hasn't, and he... Actually, I'm not sure if you're still, like, a big Marvel fan. I just...
Really? I like Snap. I like some stuff they're doing, but not everything. I'm really just waiting for Deadpool 3. I think that's going to, like, reinvigorate my, like, love for Marvel, so...
Right. Okay. Can't wait. Well, but, yeah. I'll not to spoil anything, but I think this looks like a better Overwatch. That's how I viewed this. But let's watch. It's Marvel. It's Marvel, baby.
Marvel.
And NetEase Games. I never heard of them. Okay.
Nice. We need a top-notch team to win this one.
Rocket Raccoon.
And four people I've never seen before.
So the one all the way on the left is Loki, I believe. Next to him is that might be Magic. I know they show it in the game in the trailer itself.
Is that Rogue with the white hair?
Maybe. I know the middle one I think is Namor. That sea person.
Oh, the fish guy?
Yeah, the fish guy.
Okay. Doctor Strange. Black Panther. Iron Man. Who is that nerd with the glasses and the pistol?
Think about it. Who's a nerd in
Peter?
No, Peter's in the Spider-Man suit. Who's a scientist?
The Lizard?
No, he's a good guy. He's been in every Avengers.
Bruce. Oh, it's Bruce. Yeah. Who's that other robot though? That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'll tell my head.
Interesting. Go! By the Vashanti, Strange is here. Oh my god. Run.
But like
just like Overwatch.
Right, that's
just
what I said. Yeah. And it's 6v6 and literally
making
like
it.
We saw at the beginning, who was it? NetEase Games.
They're like they make a bunch of like mobile games and stuff. They do pretty good stuff though.
Oh, they make mobile games.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm gonna assume this is gonna come to mobile as well. Alright. So this part I didn't understand. So actually I'll play it. So it says team up activated, but he threw something at like it says infuse. So he got the kill. Maybe when you kill someone you get like a some kind of, I don't know. He infuses him. Can I just say the game looks gorgeous?
Yeah, it looks really nice. I love the art style. Like,
I love this. I love that.
That is
screen
so cool. Oh my god.
That's really sick.
That's awesome. Don't mess with the Amazing Spider-Man. That is so cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Who is this? Oh, it's Frost. Okay.
I can't tell if people just have synergies or you can just team up with anyone on your team.
Right.
But it's an interesting mechanic. I'm very, very...
It's very cool.
Right.
But, like, does she get something that she's teaming up with him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's not showing what she's doing.
It looks like now his octopus turrets, which is hilarious.
Frozen.
At least that one's frozen.
Awesome.
Yeah,
what a cool little thing.
Oh, Loki, watch this. He turned
into someone else. Black Panther looks sweet.
And there's destructible environments, which is kind of nuts.
That is really cool. Wow.
I don't know who this is, but she's sick.
Yeah, it's Magic.
Okay.
She's insane.
That's so cool. I love this. Oh,
that's so cool.
See, that's why I'm confused because,
wow,
like,
what? The total destruction.
This seems like very specific because, you know, Groot and Rocket Raccoon, you know, they do this, right? But like,
right.
I'm curious if he can draw, go on anybody. That would be pretty sweet. Right. I would love to do a stream where it's you and me and like one of us is.
I play as like Iron Man and you're Rocket. You know, we're just like flying around shooting everybody. Right.
That seems sweet. Yeah. That's okay. Oh wait, so who was
that?
Penny Parker. Penny? Oh, it was Penny. Oh, okay. Huh.
Oh, okay.
That's really cool. Wow. I don't know what that did, but Luna Snow. For Wakanda! So I think the Marcus back left is
Gears of War.
What?
That I think that's Magneto, the buff dude in the back.
Yeah. That they confirmed that was Magneto. I think what we should do is screenshot this image and then say this changes everything. You know, give YouTube razzmatazz. But like, that's put an arrow on the freaky with the chick, the one on the Guardians of the Galaxy, the one with the antennas.
What's her name? Mantis.
Yeah, do the fun thing where you circle a random like character, in this case Mantis, and put an arrow on her, and then this changes everything, and then it actually has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I always love that YouTube videos. Marcus Phoenix, that's probably Cable, right?
I think it's Cable.
Yeah, like Cable.
It looks more like Dom, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say Dom. And then back left is Magneto. Oh, Scarlet Witch. Oh, I didn't think about that, huh? You know, you would have thought Black Widow is literally just a, like...
Right, just a gun, I guess. She would fit well, though. Like, everybody else seems to have guns, but... It's like a weird assortment, too. Like, not people I would think they would pick. That's really cool.
That's right. This changes everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a closed alpha that you can sign up for. It's only on PC. So what did you think? I think it looks sweet.
I love this. I think this is perfect for like Marvel. Like they have such a big universe. It's like Pokemon with Pokemon Unite, right?
Right.
Like they found a perfect game and just like you have so many characters, just keep adding them forever and ever. Do skins, like they obviously work. Don't mess up like Overwatch did. You could literally steal that market.
The thing. So like I think we're in such a great position for microtransactions because now you can see the character you're playing because it's all in third person, which I think is great. So that you can actually like, oh, I want this skin because I can enjoy the skin.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know, like you're going to tell me they're not going to have a stupid amount of Spider-Man skins. You know, like they have a plethora.
You have thousands of Spider-Man now. Dude. Like just add all the skins for that in your whim.
I just want Venom or Carnage. That's like I don't know about launch, but like.
Cool yeah in this but game.
They probably know they're like there has to be DLC purely because people are going to eat that up, especially Venom,
you know
as we're like Spider-Man Iron Man clearly we're going to be in this Hulk. I mean, I guess there was a chance, but odds are he was going to be in this. I was surprised by Namor. I was not expecting.
There's like a big push for him recently.
Really?
Like he was in one of the shows. I forget which one. But I guess everybody like fell in love with him from that show. So, yeah, I guess he's like popping off in popularity.
And
it's like weird. Like Thor's not there. Like, you know, like Avengers.
I think that's really smart because they want to be able to they want to have a roster of people like, OK, here's what we have in the base game. But then we need to sell like battle passes. Right. It's free to play. It's going to have battle passes. So, like, yeah, people are going to want to play Thor, you know? It's like, okay, let's release him as DLC, you know? It's kind of like
when Street Fighter
did this twice. For Street Fighter 5 and 6, they locked Akuma in the year one pass as, like, the last, because they knew people would buy it for the, you know, buy the pass for him. It's interesting with Hulk, though, that they chose, like, a D.Va route where it's, like, he has, you know, Bruce form, and then he'll have, you know, Hulk out form.
Bruce Storm just has like a pistol. It is really cool. I mean, it's a really good way to copy, like have Bruce as a thing and not just Hulk.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought it was an interesting choice because they easily could just have Hulk and just be like, you know, Bruiser, right? But I think it actually makes more sense for this game, you know?
Right. Just for like the Marvel universe. It's a perfect game, right? Like we had like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is a really good just like beat 'em up. We had like Marvel versus Capcom, which was like it got worse over time. But like it was a good fighter for a long time. Like this was like kind of the game that was missing, I feel like. That like they tried to do with Avengers, I guess you could say, but
right.
It just looks like a win for Marvel Games, which hasn't happened in a while.
I think out of everyone, the most shocking reveal for me was Penny Parker.
Yeah. It is a smart pick, though, because like Spider-Verse is like doing super well. So,
right. Oh, dude, they absolutely could do like a Miles Morales release around the next movie.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, or just like that. That's like, see, that is a good idea. Penny Parker probably wouldn't sell a battle pass, but Miles Morales would, you know, version of Spider-Man. I like the design of it, too. I think it looks really sleek. I like it better than the movie version.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The actual version of it or whatever they did for
First of Avengers. All, I love this screenshot where this is like really well done.
As a background somewhere. I don't know where, but that is just like cool.
I can't. There's two more things I want to mention. One, I love that Doctor Strange A gets portals, like transportable portals, but B also you can see through it. So like, because in Overwatch, right? I forgot. Who's the portal girl?
Sombra.
Sombra? No, that's a hacker, right?
I don't think so. That's the hacker girl.
But you can't see through the portal, which whatever, right? Like, I mean, it's not like the worst deal, but the fact that you can in this is, I think it looks sweet.
It's a great touch.
It also means they will not come to Switch. There's no.
Yeah, sorry, Switch users. Unless they deactivate that for you guys, but
right.
You know, what's the point at that point?
I think out of everyone here, I could probably go without Groot. I feel like they only had Groot because of Rocket Raccoon. That's my like.
Yeah, they're you like know a saying? Combo, right? It's right, like right. They if they have one, they have to have the other for whatever reason.
Right.
But I mean, like, I don't know. Who else would you like to see other than like Venom and Carnage? Obviously,
damn it. Okay.
Right.
I mean, Captain America, but not that I necessarily want him. I'm just surprised he's not there.
Right.
He would just be cool. Right. Let's see here. I'm trying to deep into the delve deep into the vault because I haven't
Marvel.
Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool would be sweet.
But like, I guess because Rocket's more is a gunslinger, it's like maybe it'd be too much of the same for right now. That's like the only
probably right. They want more uniqueness to it.
Maybe Mighty Thor.
Oh yeah, that you would know, be cool.
That could, or I mean, the, unless they want to make like Mighty Thor
one, like a variation one that we don't like get to see very often.
What about Spider Horse?
Oh, Frog Thor.
Well, actually, I guess realistically, Mighty Thor could just be a skin of Thor with like different voice lines. That's how I see it. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just saying that like. There's not a huge, you know, like the difference is there's the hammer, I guess.
A difference, right?
Right. You know, I mean,
they did it in like Marvel Snap, and there's really not much difference between the two like cards to begin with. So,
Let's see. Oh, actually, this is my pick. I would want was it the Iron Monger, the villain of Spider-Man 1? Iron Man 1.
Killmonger.
Yeah. No, not Killmonger. Wait, is that in Killmonger? No.
No. Killmonger's Black Panther.
No, the
whip guy.
No, the first one. The first movie. The like the knockoff version.
The silver guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I can see that.
Like, cause he'd just be like a bolt, like a tank version. Well, I guess if we went that route,
Juggernaut. That's who I want. Juggernaut.
Wouldn't Hulk just kind of do that though?
Yeah, but I want Juggernaut. I like Juggernaut.
But I want Juggernaut. My pick goes to Goku. I think Goku would make a really...
I want really... Professor X, but like...
I'm in the wheelchair.
He could be like, what's his name in Overwatch? Zenyatta? The guy who like sits in like cross legs, but like floats around. He's like a robot. Yeah, he could do that.
No, I want him in the wheelchair. I think that's way funnier and just... more interesting.
And just like a mech one, he gets like a booster.
The Iron Patriot necessarily wouldn't be like a bad. I'm trying to think of who could deviate from Iron Man, and Iron Patriot's just more like, you know, gunslinger than lasers, right? I don't want anyone from like the actual Avengers team. I want like someone outside of it. Somebody who I'm just having a hard time thinking of like classic characters. I guess a villain. And if I was gonna go with villain, Rhino. Let's see. Maybe Electro.
Ooh, Electro would be cool. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Electro. Because go Electro, you know, he's like, you know, all electricity, interesting designs, skin stuff.
I like that. That'd be a good one.
Either that or Howard the Duck. I feel like he could do some representation.
Howard the Duck. That would be interesting. I mean, they could do it, right? Like that's what's nice about this, like, too, is that as long as they have like one kind of gimmick for the character, they could just like add them in.
Right.
Even if they're not great, they could still like do it if they want to. So
and obviously Thanos wouldn't be here for a while. That's gonna be like a big event.
Right. That's like a big thing. Like Galactus, right? Or like Apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Apocalypse?
Like X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh. I was thinking. Okay.
I know. Yeah, DC Apocalypse. Right. As I was saying it, I was like, isn't that DC? But there's two. Yeah.
Is there any, so would you switch out anyone? Or like
Final? I like the oddball picks. Like Penny is really cool.
Penny's a really good choice.
Bruce makes sense. Iron Man makes sense. Namor, I guess, makes sense. I would probably switch out Loki.
Really?
No, I would switch out Black Panther, actually. I don't care for that pick. I think trying to think.
See, I was gonna switch out Groot.
Groot would probably be good to switch out too. One of those two. I don't know who I would pick to put him in though.
Wolverine. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What about MODOK?
MODOK would be cool. They have so much potential. Like I said, they could keep this game going forever, like Pokemon Unite's doing. Like, and just like keep adding characters until there's so many. And like, just make this your one and done. Make it a free game, battle pass system. You know it works. Add skins.
Right.
Do events and stuff where you like go to the multiverse.
Venom event, like. Oh yeah, that's
Infinity Stone event. It's so easy for like Marvel. Yeah,
this really was the correct formula.
Right, right.
I mean, granted, everyone's having live service fatigue, but at the same time,
it still works.
It still works.
Everybody has fatigue, and everybody's still just like, yeah, this is like the best way to do it right now, though.
Oh man. Wait, what about Doc Ock? Actually, that might be my pick. I like that.
Ooh, Doc Ock's a good one. Yeah.
He'd be versatile. Like, if I replace Groot, he could climb everywhere. He can't fly, but he could at least traverse. Give him some kind of projectile. Right. I think he'd make a cool. I think that could work. I you know what? I'm going Doc Ock. Doc Ock.
I like that pick. That's a good one.
And then maybe Pain from the Narutoverse is like a tie-in.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes in. And he's like, this world shall know pain.
The pain. No, it's just like a new event. The Pain Arc. Everyone's like, what? The Pain Arc.
If they add Ant-Man, I want them to somehow, if he shrinks, scale the map to be gigantic. So like he can like actually be tiny and like see everybody fighting above him.
I think they would never do it. I disagree. I think they'd do two things. I think they'd make it so he has like a mode switch where like his base and then he goes to tiny. He like faster, but not as strong. But then I think for his ultimate, it'd probably be like 5 or 10 seconds and he grows huge.
Right, to probably, giant man.
Right, and you're probably cool. Just stomping me. I don't think it'd be like a bird's eye, but you'd probably see it from like the knees down. Just like bam, bam. You know, right. But they'd have to work on it, but yeah, I'm gonna go Doc Ock. That's my pick. Again, followed by Pain from the Narutoverse.
Right. It's a good choice.
You know, originally after I saw this, I'm like, man, what they should have done was do like
MOBA?
I think they have a MOBA. How many for DC? If it was like DC Marvel, DC Marvel Rivals, where it's like that would be the most insane thing. That'd be huge.
Literally double their roster.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Like it would be.
That would be gigantic. And like,
I'm not saying that Marvel could realistically run out of characters by just playing being Marvel, but if you had DC in the mix, it actually just never end. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like genius for both of them, right? Right? Like they both make out like champs in that scenario.
But they probably just like bicker too much about like how they get royalties and stuff like that. So that's why it never happened. But maybe if we're lucky, we might get like a guest character as Batman or Superman.
Right. I could actually see them doing that, like do a crossover event at some point.
Yeah, no,
that's like, what, hey, look, we'll give you this much money, DC. We know you're struggling.
No,
like, come
no,
on.
I think it's the opposite. I think DC goes up to them, it's like, Marvel, I have a proposition for you. And they're like, okay, what is it? Please have Batman. Please
have us in your game and make so much money.
I'm begging you, please.
You don't need all that money. Come on, share.
Share. Any final thoughts? Like,
I mean, this is genius. Like, they literally, like, 10 out of 10 idea. Right. Whoever thought of this, like, give them a raise. And just, like, honestly, really? Just never cut support for it. Just keep the characters coming. Make
look
sure
how gorgeous it looks. Seriously.
The game looks great. Like, the gameplay looks fun. Just make sure you keep content, like, updating regularly is, like, right. My warning to all of these live service games at this point
right.
is like, if you're not like Pokemon Unite, even like has a new Pokemon every other week, it feels like at this point, like you just gotta keep pumping it out. Like, even if it's just once a month, that's fine. But
I don't think they're gonna be going. I don't think they're gonna do characters once a month. I think what they're gonna do, because I imagine making 3D these 3D models every, you know, forever. Well, I don't know how long it's been in development for, but. Basically, I think what they do is a character every battle pass every 3 months. However, I think there's gonna be one gap where it's like one battle pass is just like cosmetics. Because right. I think that's what Overwatch does, because they just can't keep up with it, even though Overwatch is dying a horrendous death.
Oh, they are literally, they like did that, what, Cowboy Bebop crossover, right. And that was like the coolest thing they've done since Overwatch 1.
Right. It's just I really can't get over how gorgeous this looks. It's like,
yeah, it's so nice.
Just it looks great. It's like, what if we were Overwatch? What do you mean? Like, what if we just
play say Overwatch that again? Fit in my face again. You know what? You're hired.
What Overwatch is 5v5 now, right? It used to be 6v6.
5v5 or? Used okay. to be 6, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Marvel's just like, no.
We got you. We heard you.
We heard you. And I wonder if like Iron Man could just like indefinitely fly. I have questions. I definitely want to sign up for the
yeah. I got to sign up for the beta. I want to see more.
It's
of this
the
game
alpha. And... Get it right.
Oh right. The games release in betas now, and then they're in betas forever. So
for what it's worth, I'd probably give this honestly, and I really do mean this, a 10 out of 10. I think it.
Yeah, it's a genius idea. The game looks gorgeous from like the 10 seconds that they've shown of like actual gameplay. Like, it looks so good.
10 seconds. It's like a minute.
I mean, it's pretty detailed. Like,
well, that's what I like about it. Like most of it's barely 2 minutes, but 80% of it is actually gameplay. Not right, stupid, right. Like some cinematic of the story that I don't care about.
Right. And yeah, it looks like they're like, you know, the story, just play as your cool characters.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think these games need like a story, you know, I don't care.
They don't.
Yeah.
Not like, anymore.
Oh, my God. You know, it's like I get events and stuff like that, but I just don't care anyway. Yeah. So I give it a 10 out of 10. Derek, you said what?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Well, that's our well, it was going to be a reaction, but this really is a review discussion, so I might just put it into a podcast episode. But like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. You get early access to this kind of stuff, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.